Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
A pleasant afternoon, everyone, and I welcome you to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. I would like to share today about us understanding the true concept of life, the true perception of life, the life we are to live in Christ Jesus, which is his life. The Lord says to us this afternoon that we do not know the true concept of life. He asks, what or who have we allowed to form our concept of life? He continues to tell us that our concept of life must only be viewed from his perspective, because he is the creator of everything and everyone and knows how everything and everyone is supposed to function. Every other concept of life is wrong. The word concept can be viewed as a theory, and theory is a system of ideas intended to explain a set of principles on which the practice of an activity is based. In this case, life's activity. And the Lord tells us that whatever or whoever we have allowed to form our concept of life will determine our view of life and its practices. For the true concept of human life is his word. If his word is not the concept from which our behavior is regulated, then our concept of life is wrong. There's only one true concept that should form the basis of our life's principles and practice. It's his word. Matthew chapter 4:4 tells us, but Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Lord says, what proceeds from my mouth is what I speak, and what I have spoken are the principles of your life's conduct. Now you must learn the way of life by learning what I have said about your life's conduct. So the standard of our life's conduct can only be measured by what God says about it. If we don't know the written code from which we are supposed to conduct ourselves, then we are uneducated in regard to the truth of life's principles and practices. He continues to tell us, review your concepts of life's education in the light of my word, and you will see that the concept on which your principles of life are based is wrong. For your own concept of life has become the fountain from which the streams of your problems flow. If the fountain is right, all its streams will be right. Your wrong concept of life has produced its equivalent principles from which are all of your troubles, says the Spirit of the Lord. If you don't know what my concept of life is, you are merely existing and not truly living. For the Holy Spirit says, you will never experience the life that is produced by the Word of God without the Word of God becoming your concept of life. Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course, meaning we were not meant to live as we please or whatever we want to do. Proverbs 20:24 says, the Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? The Lord is the one who is supposed to guide us, saints, not we in ourselves, by ourselves. God is the one who has the ultimate say. Our steps are of him. He is the one who should direct all of our decisions. And in Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means that we have total confidence in God. And it is seen by our response to his word. He continues, do not depend on your own understanding. And verse 6 says, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. The Holy Spirit says that many of us are living from the dictates of our own sinful nature and are expecting to experience the abundant life that is produced by the word of God. We will never experience the life that is produced from the word of God without the word of God becoming the concept, the model from which our principles, which are his morals, our values, our ethics of life will flow. So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom and a very blessed 2026 to you. May the word of the Lord dwell in us richly. Blessings.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.